You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
That's right. Welcome to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. I'm your host, Ofnil Ting. This week, we're going to be joined by jazz pianist and vocalist David Gomez, who has finally put out his debut studio album after a career spanning decades. It's called Stepping Out, and I'll be finding out all about it real soon. Before he joins us on the show, let's play a song from that album. Here's the opening track. It's called You, You're the One for Me by David Gomez. Stay tuned.
I thought I'd never see your face again. Now love affair hasn't really ended, but why despair when we can replace it with a love? Sweet love, love as sweet as can be, love that will be more than what was once before. So take my hand, and I'll show you wonderland. 'Cause you, you're the one for me. Face again, our love affair hasn't really ended, but why despair when we can replace it with a love, sweet love, love as sweet as can be, love that will be more than what was once before. So take my hands and I'll show you wonderland, 'cause you, you're the one for me. Yeah. You are the one for me, honey, the one for me.
Right now, joining me on the show is a veteran of sorts in the jazz scene, jazz pianist and vocalist David Gomez, who has a brand new debut album out now. It's called Stepping Out. Hello, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You've been in the music scene for over four decades, right? And if you're an avid fan of jazz performances in Malaysia, you would most definitely have seen at least one of his shows. And I'm pretty sure you've been asked this question a lot of times, but what took so long for an album? What was the motivation to finally put out your debut album?
I suppose the timing was right, and prior to that, you know, while the opportunities present itself, You know, I was working out of the country. So you're always busy working. And I did produce two albums that I'm on it. One is a Christmas album in 2004, and one was another album in 2010. And that is Junji Delfino's album that I produced. And I'm playing on the album, but I'm not singing on the album. So it takes a little bit. You have to have your, you have to have some financial backing. I remember Junji's album, I had to take a loan. I took a bank loan. So the timing must be right. And in this case, you know, Chandana, we applied for the grant and they gave us a certain amount of money. And then when somebody puts a budget in front of you, that means you're going to have to work hard and you're going to have to put some work down. So all of a sudden, you know, with the pandemic, there were hardly any jobs around, you know, you're sitting at home, you know, and then you get this grant. So, yeah, it's time to do the work.
And with a new added time constraint now as well, there's a deadline.
Which is good for musicians.
Would you call the album a combination of all your, you know, jazz vocabulary that you've developed and picked up throughout the decades, condensed into 7 tracks?
No. I wouldn't say that. I think that this particular album is a statement of, definitely there's parts of it there, but it's a part of me. It's a big part of me. The vocal tunes, you know, writing original vocal tunes and also having something to say. You know, if you look through the tracks, each track has a bit of a story, like Think Again has a bit of a meaning to it, you know, Live and Love has got a kind of a message to it as well. And Sapi, the Malay tune, you know, also has a kind of a message. So I picked on those strengths, I believe, because I'm a singer, you know, I compose, you know, I perform. And over a lot of years, definitely the arranging styles and stuff. But I can tell you, I really have other ideas in my head. I'd like to arrange. You know, I have a lot of originals. Not all of them are vocal tunes. You know, they're tunes written for sextet and with three horns, and there are little arrangements here. And then there's piano solo work, you know. But it's a big part of me, really, obviously.
How many of the songs on Stepping Out would you say is written specifically for the album?
I think there were four. You're the One, I wrote many years ago in the early 90s. And In My Solitude, obviously, is a standard, so that's two. And then Kiyoshi's Love was dedicated to a friend of mine whose first love, he was a Japanese expat that was here. And Kiyoshi Murakami is quite a common name, so I'm told. So his love for jazz was really, really deep. And he loved the music, and you know, a real jazz fan, they search out the music, I put it that way.
Yeah.
And so I wrote this tune for him, and that was also written in the 90s. So the other four tunes I wrote within the last year. You will know in your heart this is heaven. True lovers, she and I. Our love will never die. The lovers that we'd be, jazz is so alive.
Do you always compose and write your lyrics in front of a piano?
Most of the time. But some of the time, I kind of get a lyrical idea. I don't write all the lyrics, you know. I work with my wife, Junji. And what happens is that, you know, I might have an idea. I will a lot of the times I will have the title, say Think Again, and then I get the first verse down, and then I kind of pass it on to her, and she and I, but she does most of the work, and she finishes the tune for me.
Do you see yourself as a vocalist first or a pianist first? I know it's a bit of a tricky question, or do you see yourself as both?
I see myself as both, because I've done work like that. I've done work with other professional pianists where I don't play. I just stand in front and perform. So the second year in 1991, when I went to Holland to perform at the largest jazz festival in the world, I don't know whether it still is, but the North Sea Jazz Festival in Holland, you know, the first year I played, I don't even think I sang. And the second year, I sang and I didn't play the piano. And Michael Verapan played. I asked Michael to play.
Do you think both of those different things are actually intertwined? Like, you know, maybe the way you sing a certain way is following the way you play your piano. Is there a connection between the two, would you say?
Absolutely. Without the connection, it just sounds completely not there, so to speak. It's not together. So there must be a connection, and the connection is very personal. I've done a few talks on this, you know, the art of the self-accompanied singer. So you have to kind of accompany yourself, and you've got to know what makes you feel comfortable according to your year and the color that you want. And that says something of your harmonic knowledge, your soul, your feeling that you're feeling, because you can color it in many, many different ways when you're playing alone.
Let's talk a bit about the recording process for this album. It was recorded live at RMP Productions. If I'm not wrong, the first recording sessions happened sometime between February and April. What was the recording experience like for this album?
I've recorded before, so the experience is always basically, you know, within certain boundaries, because we're performing live. So we have to go in, we have to make sure the setup is nice, make sure the miking is the best that it can be, and everybody's on their headphones and listening in, you know. And then you have to play. You have to bring your game to the table.
So no overdubs or anything of that sort?
No, there were a little bit here and there. Like, you know, I might have missed said something, you know, but kind of minimal, very minimal. You know, you got 90% of the tracks, or 99% or 95% of the tracks down. You've got one particular word or two words that you might have made a mistake, actually, in reading the copy. So you kind of do a kind of a dub there. And you can only do it in short spurts because everything is live. So you can't really punch in, then punch out, and then, you know, like how you would do a jingle. You know what I mean? So it's there's a little bit of that there, definitely. Yes, of course.
Are you a one-take kind of guy?
Most of the stuff there is a one-take kind of guy. Every jazz musician wants to do a one take.
Yes.
So when we are playing, we are trying to do it. And most of the stuff that you hear there is a one take. But it's like, you know, I don't know what you mean. Like you suddenly go in and then the first take is the one. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Kiyoshi's Love was like that. Kiyoshi's Love was the first take. And in my solitude, was also, I think I played it twice or three times. So you're looking for that mood. You know, you're looking for that feel, you're looking for that special place. So you play it once, you know, you record it once, and that's your take. And then you turn around and you say, oh wow, you know, I'd like to go for another take. So maybe you do two, three takes, and then you say, wow, this one was really, really hit the button, you know?
Yeah. Because you're not just recording the songs, right? You're trying to record the energy, recording the chemistry between players.
Absolutely.
I'm currently speaking to David Gomez to find out all about his album, Stepping Out. Let's play another tune from that album before we head into a very short break. We'll be right back after that, so don't change the dial. Here's track 7. It's called Solitude by David Gomez on Wavelength, BFM 89.9.
In my solitude, gone by. In my solitude, you taunt me with a memory that never died. in my chair and filled with despair. There's no one could be so sad. With gloom everywhere, I sit and I stare. I know that I'll soon go mad. In my solitude, I'm praying dear Lord above, send back my love. My chair and filled with despair. There's no one could be so sad. With gloom everywhere, I sit and I stare. That I'll soon go mad. In my solitude, I'm praying dear Lord above, send back my love.
You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
I took it in my stride and knew deep down inside the time will shine its light just when the time is right. Ain't no denying now's the time I'm set to move, 'cause there's a reason, there's a rhyme to stop the groove. I got a hold on tight, time seems right, but there's no doubt I'm stepping out. Seasons come and seasons go, that's something we all know. Just like the tides that ebb and flow neath moonlight's glow. The force of nature can't be swayed, it can't be delayed. It's time the call is made for the music to be played. Can't be no doubt what it's all about. It's all laid out. I'm stepping out. Thank you. seasons go, that's something we all know. Just like the tides that ebb and flow, neath moonlight's glow. The voice of nature can be swayed, it can be delayed. So when the call is made, the music must be played. Can't be no doubt what it's all about. It's all laid out. I'm stepping out.
Just heard the title track from the debut album of David Gomez called Stepping Out, and I've been speaking to him to find out more details about that album.
Which way to go? Up or down? You find your mind is so alive.
Let's talk about some of the band members on this record. Familiar faces, familiar names in the jazz circuit. You got KJ Wong on drums, AJ from Pop Shavit on bass, Julian Chan on sax. Why those three?
I suppose because I've worked with them before, so I know their styles, you know, their songs, you know. And then we also have a connection as people, as musicians, as friends, you know what I mean? I've worked with KJ for a long time. The longest musician I've worked with there has been with Julian. Then as a rhythm section, I worked with AJ and KJ. And it seemed like they were the right guys that I could pull together to put the music down.
Yeah, I think you handpicked those members perfectly. I think they really added a lot to the album. But I'll touch a bit on the only Malay track on the album, Sepi, because it can be quite intimidating, right, to write a song in Malay.
Well, actually, the lyrics on that tune was a lady by the name of Hani Ahmad. And she's a script writer and she's a friend of Junji's. So what I wanted to do was, I wanted to send a message out that We should not, we must not forget art in our lives. I find that, you know, when you work in other countries, you see that the arts industry is bustling. It's bubbling. You know what I mean? There's music happening. There's theater happening, you know, apart from just comedy. And I find when I come back to Kuala Lumpur, I find that these artistic endeavors seem to be under pressure. They don't seem to get the recognition. They don't seem to get the right place. It's like you know, somebody going up and playing the blues who doesn't feel the blues, mainly because he's a multi-billionaire or he's something like that, you know. And you're here, you're crying, you are so loud, you know. Unless you've really been through something, then you can tell. So in life, my part of my being says that I wanted to say something that we should not forget our roots as a country, as a society. We should not forget the arts because I find that it's being pushed aside more and more and more. And it just happened that that was the thought. And I wanted to write a Malay song because I'm not really known for singing a lot of Malay tunes. I sing the Taranjiwas and a few of the Malay tunes. So I wanted to write something. So I kind of thought that it came out quite well, actually.
Yeah.
So I worked with Honey on the lyrics and I explained to her what I wanted. And then we bantered and those were the lyrics that came out.
Normally when you work with lyricists, right, do they come up with the melody as well? Or is it just pure lyrics and you come up with the melody yourself?
It's basically pure lyrics. And I come up with the melody.
I see. Is it a bit like a puzzle where, you know, certain words need to fit certain melodies? How do you approach coming up with the melody?
It depends on the situation. It depends on the situation. It's very fluid. It can go either way. It's never one particular way. You got to be able to, you know, be flexible, you know. But at the end of the day, the master is the melody in the song. You know, you want to do something that works, something that has an energy. You know, it's not just the lyric. It's not just the melody. It's not just the chord. It's what chord goes to where. And those are the deeper aspects of music that I find very interesting. That's why I became a musician.
So now that the album is out, is it a sigh of relief for you, or is your journey just, you know, getting started?
Well, let's put it this way. It never ends. It never ends. There's nothing. It ends when you die. So you're constantly writing, you're constantly performing wherever, you know, you can. And you're constantly entertaining people, you know, giving them something to take home.
Yeah.
You know, what I would like to do is just another phase. So as I'm spending time and more and more time, of course, quite a few years already, I've been home. And this has happened. So I kind of think to myself, okay, maybe I should think about what I'm going to do next. What's the next project? Because I've got so much of music down there. What can I do? You know, I got to think about the business side of it. I got to work out, you know, what the budget is going to be. I don't know whether we can even go for another grant from Chandana, you know, for another album. We'll look at that. And then I can pull in other guys, you know, and do some and work with other musicians, you know, try to keep a core team going. As long as the core team is strong, you record with them. And then occasionally you get to record with different musicians as well. And it works the same way as singers. You know, I back certain singers, and then certain singers will also sing with other musicians and other pianists. And that's the nature of jazz.
Yeah. It's very communal, right?
Absolutely.
Any future shows for us to look forward to? I know you have a residency of sorts at Bobo KL.
That's right. And that's a little bit of a different thing. That's not too much jazz. You know, I play more of the classics and not too much. So I intersperse it with some swing tunes, you know, a dribble of Elton John, you know, a little bit of Billy Joel, you know, and tunes that I remember from my youth. I got to be able to feel the lyrics as well. You know, I can't just pick up something where it feels and so young that I can't relate to the lyrics myself, then it's going to be difficult for me to sing it.
Like an Ed Sheeran, perhaps?
Well, you know, looking at the lyrics, you know, it's kind of like, okay, I did that 30 years ago. You know, that's the truth, man. What can I say?
So for fans that are interested in the more jazzier side of things, do you have any shows lined up for a more jazz-heavy performance?
Not at the moment. Things will definitely come up. I know there are a few venues that are opening up. You know, Literal Arte is a venue that Michael Verapan has started. There's another, Simply Jazz is coming up. There's another place. These are all to be opened. And then Jautin, when the album was launched, the first real promotional event was held at Jautin. And the full band was there. So these are the venues whenever I get a booking or wherever I find a spot where I can, you know, propose, hey, how about, you know, this Thursday I come in and do something, you know. So as and when it comes on, it's being posted, whether it's on Facebook or whether it's on Instagram, you know. So people just got to look out for the jazz.
So for our listeners out there who would like to get all the latest information about your future shows and maybe even purchase a copy of the album, where's the best place for them to go to?
I think they can go to www.davidgomezmusic.com.
davidgomezmusic.com. And make sure it's an S, not a Z.
That's right. It's an S. Yeah, absolutely right.
Do go out and buy that album. The album's called Stepping Out by David Gomez. Thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you. Yeah, you're the one for me. I thought I'd never see your face again. Our love affair hasn't really ended,
but why despair when we can. Right after this, I've got a couple more jazz tunes to play for you before we close off the hour. But before that, let's play the only Malay track on Stepping Out by David Gomez. This one's called Serpi, right here on Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region with me, Ofnir Ting, only here on BFM 89.9. Sepi, tanpa suaramu, lunak merdu,
menemani hari berganti. Sepi tanpa lagumu, hati syahdu, jiwa hampa tak berseri. Seni hidup di dalam jiwa, berikan nafas, berikan cinta. Irama lagu memberi arti dalam hidupmu. Sepi tanpa ilhammu, hidup pilu, dunia sunyi tanpa seni. Seni hidup di dalam jiwa, berikan nafas, berikan cinta. Irama lagu memberi arti dalam hidupmu. Sepi tanpa ilhammu, hidup pilu, dunia sunyi tanpa seni.
Welcome back to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region with me, Off New Thing. Right before the break, you heard the track Sippy by David Gomez. Once again, you can get your copy of the album by heading over to davidgomezmusic.com, G-O-M-E-S. Last few tracks to play for you, here are two new ones from Indonesia, starting with this one from Indonesian piano prodigy Joey Alexander, who taught himself how to play the piano at age 6. By age 8, he was playing for Herbie Hancock, and the now 19-year-old recently released his 5th album, which cements his status as a jazz piano virtuoso regardless of his age. His latest album is called Origin, and here's one from it called Summer Rising by Joey Alexander. Thank you.
stigma. What you seek is something you will find. Yeah. This is the exhibition, a proposal to the optimism. Some rare that the people has been really missing. We've been injected a few by people politicking. They say just focus on your paper chasing. People in the middle class lately battling each other like they ain't on the same boat, sailing on a slave ship like they don't know what is happening. No peace, rather black eye if you question it. Where is the love? That song still relevant. Wrong information always shown by the media. These days if they don't like you, they just cancel it. I play by no rules if the criminal is politicking. I like the vote, my independence is celebrated. Tell them what I know so I can find some sort of competition. So I just keep the peace on me when they're around. I just need a little peace of mind. Walk the talk with solipsistic mind. What you seek is something you will find. Yeah. I keep the peace of me but never hesitate to use it. Double entendre with a scripture to elaborate it. Cause when some killings involve, I put my second to it. If you talk ish from the back, on my nappy headed. What pill did you take in the matrix, homie? Maybe the blue ones, maybe the red, homie. Look at the mirror, trying to touch it with your finger, homie. See if you live in simulation or not, homie. More money, more problem situation. Trying to solve them like you know I got the perfect situation. For real, I'm in the business to fill the void. About to fulfill what has been missing. What the phenomenon, living in the Amazon. Trying to get the Parmesan. We fighting the octagon without knowing it's about the line. So, crazy. Keep the peace on me when they're around. Yeah. I just need a little peace of mind. Yeah. Walk the talk with solipsistic mind. Yeah. What you seek is something you will find.
Brand new one from Indonesian jazz hip-hop band. They go by name Gold Plate Pipers. And you just heard the track Code of Conduct, the last one from their 4-track self-titled release. Big thanks once again to David Gomez for joining us on the show this week. To revisit this episode and all our previous shows, you can head over to bfm.my/wavelength. And that's where you can get a full track list of all the songs I've played on the show as well. Gonna close off with a tune from the year 1977, minimalist jazz, courtesy of vocalist Mari Nakamoto, alongside the late Isao Suzuki on bass, and one of Japan's well-respected and celebrated jazz guitarists, Kazumi Watanabe. It's taken from the album Mari Nakamoto 3. Gonna close off the show with this one called Just Friends. Thanks for listening. You've been locked into Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. With me, your host, Afnir Ting, right here on BFM 89.9.
Just friends, but not like before. To think of what we've been, and now to kiss again, seems like pretending it isn't the ending. Two friends drifting apart, two friends, but one broken heart. We loved, we laughed, we cried, and suddenly love died. The story ends, and we're just friends. Thank you. not like before to think of what we've been, and not to kiss again seems like pretending it isn't the ending. Two friends drifting apart, two friends but one broken heart. We left, we cried, and suddenly love died. The story ends, and we just friends. The story ends, and we just friends.